Colleen Critchley from the 100 Plus Women Who Care Rockies, and Deb Penninga from the Bow Valley Literacy Program joining me on the program. How are you both doing today?
Good, Rob. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Colleen, I'll start with you. 100 Plus Women at your last meeting, you chose Bow Valley Literacy. How did you choose them to support?
It was a great meeting. We had a ton of different visual presentations, but the ladies really went with something that was really local and impactful, and that's why we decided to resoundingly choose the Bow Valley Literacy Program.
And that was a donation of a pretty good chunk of change, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're slowly gathering up the $10,000 that we committed to give to the Bow Valley Literacy Program.
I'll turn it over to you, Deb, the Bow Valley Literacy Program. What exactly is the program?
The Bow Valley Literacy Program supports adult learners, including literacy learners, and these days what we call ESL literacy learners, so people who maybe didn't receive much of an education in their first language, a formal education, and we also support a lot of English language learners.
Can you give an example of someone who you might support?
We have a couple people right now who have come over with very little English. There are people maybe in the middle who are trying to work on better jobs, a lot of people studying for a Canadian citizenship test, for example, or testing to qualify for permanent residence, all the way up to someone who's been here for a long time, but they would like to improve their fluency in writing and speaking. And of course, as I said, we have literacy learners who may or may not be Canadian who want support in improving reading and writing skills.
I'd love to find out more about the human impact of what you do. I mean, when someone finishes your program, like, what's sort of the impact of that?
Finish is a great word because we support people as long as they feel like they have learning goals to achieve. We have had a few people who are able to get their driver's license. One of our tutors got an email in the summer from a learner who got her Canadian citizenship over the summertime. She was so pleased and felt that the language support was huge. A lot of people have told us they've gotten better jobs. Several moms actually have said they feel like they can talk to teachers now. They can speak at a parent-teacher meeting. Another great example was a learner, and she gave me permission. Her name was Doris. She came with me to the 100 Women Who Care presentation, and she spoke with me. We've got people in our program doing what a lot of us average Canadians are afraid to do, which is, you know, speak in public. So we've had truly heartwarming, it might sound cliche, but accomplishments from our learners.
What can you use the $10,000 for?
We have lots of plans for it. We have a drop-in conversation group on Tuesday mornings. For our beginner attendees, it's kind of challenging. So we're now opening up a second group for beginner attendees. This enables us to continue our learner publication. We try to do one every year, every couple of years, and that's where learners work with their tutors, work with me, write their stories, usually around a different theme. And with that, we are going to do a short-term writer circle. I've already trained a couple of our peer tutors. Somebody's been a learner in the program, been a writer for our publication, and they will now come in and support other learners. And just also helps to keep going with really good resources for our learners and our tutors. They're just volunteers who give their time, and we want to help them with resources and just appreciation that shows that we appreciate, and the volunteers and the community do everything that they're doing to help people learn literacy goals and settlement goals.
How can people learn more about the Bow Valley Literacy Program?
We can be found via the Bow Valley Learning Council website, because that's our parent organization, Bow Valley Learning Council. My email is bowvalleyliteracy@gmail.com.
So Colleen, the way Deb's described, it sounds like a pretty worthy organization to support. And you'll be doing that again within the next few months here, I guess, eh?
Yeah, so we're setting up our 2016 schedule very shortly. But how could you not support the Bow Valley Literacy Program, right?
Totally.
Yeah, so a lot of programs like that get nominated through our own membership. And what we're really looking for in 2016 is a lot more of those really creative, engaged, local, not-for-profits or charities that work in our community.
And are you looking for local women who just like to be a part and donate $100 four times a year to make that big pool donation?
Always. And actually, I was at a Christmas party. One of the ladies said, oh, have you hit 100? Do I go on a wait list? And I said, no, we accept 101 or 120 or 200. It's fantastic.
Right on. And how can people find out more about that?
100womenrockies.com. And that's 100 numerically.
Colleen Critchley, Deb Penninga from 100 Plus Women Who Care Rockies and the Bow Valley Literacy Program. Thanks for joining me on the program today.
Thanks so much, Robin. Merry Christmas.